a few minutes ago. There's something about this city where we all are, we so care for each other so much, and when we need you, you're always there, and you've done it every year for us. Key 103's Superhero Day with our charity Cash for Kids is coming. It's proudly supported by UK Fast. We're raising money to support an unbelievable cause. It's called When You Wish Upon a Star. So together, we can grant more wishes for children suffering from life-threatening or terminal illnesses in our Greater Manchester area. These wishes give the child and their family, you can't imagine what it does for them, laughter, smiles, precious moments to cherish. I mean, real, serious moments to cherish. Now, I want you to listen to this, and I want you to see if you really can turn the radio up and just listen to the next few minutes, and I think you'll understand exactly why we're doing what we're doing and why we need your help. And at the end of it, I'll give you all the details of how you can get involved, how you can donate. But in the meantime, listen to the reason why. This is the most important thing. Recently, I caught up with Angela from Woodhouse Park, and she was telling me all about her special little boy, Riley. Have a listen to this.
He was a flame-haired 3-year-old, full of fun, loved football, loved rugby, loved pretty much anything that his dad did.
Okay, so everything was great, everything was fine, normal, happy kid.
Yeah, chunky little toddler, you know, decent appetite. So round about 3 and a half, he just, his appetite went and he stopped eating. He was quite guarded round his stomach and he was constipated for weeks on end. And one afternoon, my mum was really concerned. She'd had him in the afternoon. So she rang me, complete mess, saying, take him to A&E and don't come home until they've done some tests.
Yeah.
So when we were in there, the sonographer said, how long's he been like this for? So I said, well, about 6 weeks. So I knew then that she could obviously see something that maybe she wouldn't tell me about, but the doctor came to see me with, and he knew there was bad news coming because there were a team of people with that doctor. So they ushered me into a side room and they said, look, what we think is he has got pneumonia. He does need a chest drain. But we think that what he's got is a tumour. But because it's so big, it's grown that big in his stomach, we can't tell you where it's growing, anywhere else around his body. So we need to do some other tests. They inject you with like a radioactive matter.
Yeah.
They do a special scan and it shows the particles attach itself to cancerous tissues or tumour. Anyway, that came back clear. So for us, it was all about a fight to get the chemo drugs into him and then get him into surgery and get that removed to give him the best chance.
I can't imagine how you must have been feeling together as a family, because obviously there's a little boy that's has this diagnosis, and I suppose it's a case of what happens next. That must have been, I would assume, your next question is, what now?
Guy, our specialist at the Children's Hospital, very helpful, and I said, right, how many children have you seen with what Riley's got? So he said, right, well, I've seen 6 in 10 years. So I thought, right, okay, it really is rare. So then I said, right, and how many of them 6 children are still here? And he said, 2.
There was something that Riley really wanted to do, wasn't there? There was something that he really wanted to, a person he wanted to go and meet, and that was his wish. Tell me about that.
When Sam came to visit us, she's just this amazing, you know, fun, blonde bombshell. She was absolutely amazing. She came to the house and she met me and Riley and sat there looking at some of the things he played with and the films that he watched and books that he enjoyed. You know, it would have been a dream to meet some of these phenomenal characters like, you know, Woody and Buzz and Mickey Mouse and Minnie. In less than a week, Sam called me back and saying, right, how about this? 3 nights and 4 days in Paris, Euro Disney. We can book you Wild Bills on the first night, so Riley can go to a rodeo and Mickey and Minnie are there and all the characters are there. You can have your dinner in a big frying pan with, you know, just like the cowboys in a Western would have. Then she said, well, how about for the both of them? You know, Lenina can get dressed up on the second night, Riley can get dressed up, we'll do a big character dinner where all the characters came during the course of your dinner to come in and take photographs, take pictures, and just literally lark around your children. And she couldn't even begin to explain what what that holiday would mean to us. Losing such a beautiful little boy.
And find out what Riley's wish was all about and what happened in just a sec.
Sunlight comes creeping in.